services, it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Hi, everybody. Great to have you with us. Welcome to Family Feud. Tonight, we're going to find out which of these two families are the best at guessing the answers a bunch of random strangers gave to some very easy questions, and it could win them $10,000. So let's meet them now. First up, our champs from South Australia, the Dean family.
Last night,
I don't know who was more surprised that you won, whether it was us or you, but it seemed to be quite wonderful relief regardless.
Yeah, I'll pay that. It was very surprising, but, yeah, you know, pretty happy.
You'll come back tonight, you'll polish that diamond up and you could take home $10,000 tonight. Who have you brought along?
So, once again, here is my beautiful wife, Kimberly, and my brother, Michael, and my other brother, Paul.
Lovely to have you guys back and ready to take them on tonight's Victoria and the Beattie family.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Who have you brought along?
My daughter Alex, my niece Caitlin, and my sister Kath.
Lovely to have you guys here. Team captains, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name a social event that a man can find boring. Marie.
Wedding.
A wedding? It's there. Can you beat it, go?
Yeah, I'd say the theatre.
The theatre. No, you've got a very part of the play. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Lovely to see you.
You too.
Did you get stuck in a dressing room?
Maybe.
What happened?
How could you get stuck? I tried on a dress that was too small for me.
Yeah.
And my sister had to break it open to get me out of it.
So you're jammed in the room, you've called out for help. Thankfully you had someone there.
Thank God.
And what, you ripped the dress to get out
of
it? A little bit?
A little bit.
Did you buy the dress?
Yes.
You just ran. You just ran out of the shop as fast as you could.
I couldn't afford the dress.
Oh no. Nice one to rip then. All right, name a social event that a man can find boring.
I feel like it's slightly inappropriate, but a funeral?
They're so drab. Strong. Kind of inappropriate, kind of funny. Hi, Caitlin, how are you?
Good, thank you.
A social event that a man can find boring.
Maybe a hens show? Hens day?
Hens, yeah, hens sort of night-ish. Mm. Yeah, a hens thing. Good. Well done, Caitlin. Hi, Kath, how are you?
I'm good.
Social event that a man can find boring.
A family gathering.
Family gathering.
Not my family.
No. Second strike. Dean's family could steal this off you, Marie. Social event that a man can find boring.
A children's birthday.
Let's see children's birthday on the board. Whoa, 3 strikes. Over to the Dean family. Paul, what do you reckon?
Maybe a christening.
Yep. Michael?
Yeah, I'll go with that, christening.
Kim?
Christening.
Pretty loud and clear, Gary.
See, but I'm not really a fan of the answer.
Oh! So, nice!
But I feel like I'm nervous that I'll go against it, but...
Yeah, you're the captain for a reason,
you know
my
what?
Friend.
You make a good point. I'm going to go with a play.
A play.
You know, like
going to see a play.
Like a play, you know.
It's just not a dude's territory, is what Gary's saying.
That is correct, that's correct.
What about first points tonight is play on the board. No, good try, but it's the Beattie family who get first points. Number 7. The ballet. Fashion show.
Homecoming party. Baby shower.
Shopping. All wonderful options. So, unfortunately, the Dean family just miss out a little bit on those first points. It goes to the Beattie family. Welcome to the game. You currently lead them 20. One of these families could go on to win for 5 nights in a row, and if they do, they'll be driving home a brand-new Mitsubishi Outlander. This great-looking SUV offers CVT auto with paddle shift, hill start control, the unique Mitsubishi multi-communication system, oh, give me more, and rain-sensing wipers. And for everyone playing along at home, I want the top answer to this one. Name something you might use to tickle someone. The answer when we come back on the feud. Welcome back to Family Feud. We're having a lot of fun in here. Hope you are as well. Now, before the break, I asked, name something you might use to tickle someone. The top answer was...
Yes!
Nice work, everyone. Kim, Alex, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top six answers are on the board. Name something you associate with a yo-yo. Kim.
String.
String. Nice. Half the point. You guys are going to play. Caitlin, I heard you had a good time at the miniature railway once.
I did. Yes, at my little brother's birthday party. Mm-hmm. Mum was busy, obviously, getting organised and wouldn't take me to the toilet, so she told me to go behind a tree just as the train was coming past with all the children pointing, waving, laughing.
So you found a nice, quiet spot to just do your bizzo and then all the kids come past. Look at the funny lady.
Yeah. Thanks, Mum.
Have you been back since?
Yes, I recently took my son, but I was seven, so they wouldn't remember me.
Something you associate with a yo-yo?
A child.
Child has a yo-yo? Good job. Kath, something you associate with a yo-yo?
Walking the dog.
Yeah. Ever owned one?
I did, and I had a Coca-Cola yo-yo when I was a kid, so I'm going to say a Coca-Cola yo-yo.
I think I had one of them as well. They must have been.
My Banta ones as
Awesome. First strike. Alex, something you associate with a yo-yo?
Going to go kind of general and say tricks.
Good thinking. Let's see if it's on the board. Nice work. I could never nail any of those tricks that everyone talked about. You watch a world champion come to the country and they do this stuff and it's like... And I go, how do you not lose an eye? I always just either break my nose or hit myself in the eye with it.
That
hurts. Dangerous. Something you associate with a yo-yo?
I'm going to go with Mum and say the around the world trip.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Yeah, I like that one. Second strike. Dean family could steal back, huh? What else did you use? What else was in your repertoire?
Well, I can't remember. Your finger?
Yeah, that's where it hangs from. That's right. Dean family, Paul.
I'm going to go fun.
Michael.
Go to the 80s.
Kim.
Up and down.
Gary. How do you feel about those options this time?
Yeah, no, they're not bad. I think I'm going to go with my awkward middle child brother, Paul, and go with fun.
Fun. Yo-yos, we reckon, are fun. Are they? No! Well done, Beaties! Takes their score 86. Number four. Up and down. Kim said that.
Biscuit.
Oh, yeah, biscuit, because it's a biscuit thing as well. Dean family, no points there. Beaties, 86, you have the lead, but double points time right now. So give me Michael, give me Caitlin. Let's play. We surveyed 100 people on the top five answers are on the board. Give me a reason why tenants might be evicted from a rental property. Michael.
Not paying their rent.
Not paying their rent is good. Yes. Ever been evicted, Paul?
No.
No? Good. Good. Got a nice clean rental record.
Yes.
Nice. Responsible of you. Give me a reason why a tenant might be evicted from a rental property.
I suppose uncleanliness, not cleaning the property.
Let's try that. Yep. Gary?
I would say they've damaged the property in some way. Damaged something.
That's a surefire winner.
It's a shame.
You guys trail two on the board. Could do with the points, Kim.
Not paying the water bill?
Not paying the water bill. Let's try that. Is that there? No, it's not. It's only the first strike, though, so don't stress. Michael?
Go with vandalism.
I'm going to vandalise my own house.
Yeah. Well,
second strike. The Beattie family could steal here. Paul, it's up to you, my friend.
What if we go with loud partying?
Yeah.
Excessive partying.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Hey, Gary, good news. One away from a clean sweep. Give me a reason why tenants might be evicted from a rental property.
Well, I'll go on the theme of paying rent. I'll just say that they're late. The late payer is consistently late.
They are a late payer?
They're a late payer.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Let's try that. Third strike for the Dean family. Beaties. Kath, what would you say?
Having pets when it's not meant to.
Not bad, Caitlin.
Yeah, pets.
Alex?
Pets.
Marie?
I think I better go with pets.
Well, why not? Let's try it now. Welcome to the game, Dean family. Wow, jumps to 158. Number two was... noisy. If you're too loud. So it's 158 to 86. So right now our carryover champs are back in the game and back in front. Family Feud is not only on your TV, we're online as well. Just head to 10 Play and watch all the highlights from the show and play our official Family Feud game. Click on 10 Play right now. Triple points. Stick around on the Feud. Currently sit on 86 and the Dean family currently have the lead on 158. It's the family that gets the 300 points in this round. We'll go on to Fast Money and take a shot at $10,000 and we're playing for triple points now. So give me Paul, give me Kath. Let's do it. We surveyed 100 people and the top six answers are on the board. Besides your partner, who do you spend a lot of time with? Kath?
My daughter.
Your daughter? Your kids are there.
Paul, you say workmates.
Workmates. You've got a cut, pass or play? Pass? Play. Were you on The Feud in 1983?
31 years ago.
That's awesome. How did you go?
We won.
What question were you given back then? Do you remember?
I remember some memorable ones. One of them was name somewhere where you hide your front door key. And I said the peg basket because that's where we hide ours.
You said that on national television in front of the whole country where you hide your key for your house.
It's only 16.
Oh, I see.
It's my excuse.
And so therefore you had to change that spot, I would imagine,
yes,
as soon as that went to air.
Yes.
So where do you hide it now?
We don't actually lock our front door that often, to be honest.
I think that's worse.
Twice.
You're going to have to move house now.
Oh, my God.
Marie, you don't learn in 31 years.
Fun, though. Fun.
Be nice to win $10,000 tonight.
Get a new front door.
So you can change the locks. Yes. Besides your partner, who do you spend a lot of time with?
My girlfriend.
Let's see. Nice. Alex.
My parents.
Yep, let's try that. Family. Only two left on the board. Nice position to be in, Caitlin. Besides your partner, who do you spend a lot of time with?
Your boss,
your
maybe?
Boss. Could be your boss. Let's see if that's there. First strike. Kath.
Grandchildren.
Let's try grandchildren on the board. There it is. Hey, Beanie family, number four, you get that. You're back in this game.
Yes.
Besides your partner, who do you spend a lot of time with?
Best friend.
Your best friend. That's not bad. Let's see if this gets you guys some much-needed points. Is number four best friend? Second strike. Dean family, get set for a steal. Alex, it's coming down to you for the Beattie family.
Teammates? Like if you play a sport?
It could be your teammates. Let's try that. Is number four teammates? Three strikes. Deans. Paul.
I'm going to say pet.
Michael. Yeah.
Siblings.
Kim.
Siblings.
Gary. Two siblings and a pet.
Two siblings and a pet.
Or do you have something of your own?
No, I'm torn. I'll go with siblings, brothers and
siblings?
Sisters. Siblings?
Siblings. To the audience, they go, oh, I don't know, Gary. Don't know, Gary. Let's try it. Number four, siblings. No! Beattie's grabbed the points. It takes him to 340. your champions. Number four. Oh, that was so close. That was so close. Are you okay with that?
It is what it is.
You will be taking home $1,580 from your time on The Feud. And we're going to give you guys a gift card for $1,000 from Webjet, Australia's largest online travel agency, a great place to compare and book the best domestic and international travel. So happy holidaying, you lot. And you'll be taking home our brand new Family Fort Feud board game, available at selected retailers. They are the Dean family. Good try. Beatty's Fast Money, let's go. Caitlin is in. Yay! New champs! Cool. Well done. Great score. We're ready for Fast Money?
Yes.
This is where the dough's made, okay, everybody? Everything before that was just show. This is for the dough. You're back in our soundproof booth. We go for $10,000 with our new champs on Fast Money in the Feud in just a moment.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Some new champs here. Fast money time here on The Feud. So let's see if the Beatty family can now win some cash. If you and Caitlin get 200 points or more between you, you'll get $10,000. Caitlin is now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. I'm going to ask you five questions. We'll give you 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back at this time. And the clock starts at the end of the first question. You
okay,
ready?
I'm ready.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Best of luck. How do you remind yourself of something you need to do?
Write it in my diary.
What's the best way to get a pay rise?
Work well.
Name something that's too hot to handle.
A stove.
Name something that can easily get ripped.
Clothing.
What is something people like to predict?
The future.
Pretty sensible. Let's go. Okie dokie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. How do you remind yourself of something you need to do? You said, write it in my diary. Survey says, 11's not bad. What's the best way to get a pay rise? You said, work well, everyone. Hello. Survey says, 31. That's awesome. Name something that's too hot to handle. You said, stove is. Oh, the stove is so heavy and hot. Survey says, name something that can easily get ripped. You said, clothing. Survey says, 10. What's something people like to predict? You said, the future. Survey says, 31. Not a bad finish. Well done, Alex. Head back to family. Beautiful. Score of 117 to get the whole family $10,000. I'm going to ask you the same five questions, but as you're the second player, it's a little harder, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, OK? If you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Alex's answers? Can I have 25 seconds on the clock too, please? Now, the time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck. How do you remind yourself of something you need to do?
Put it in your phone.
What's the best way to get a pay rise?
Pass.
Name something that's too hot to handle.
A tray.
Name something that can easily get ripped.
Jeans.
What is something people like to predict?
The future.
Try again.
Footy scores.
What's the best way to get a pay rise?
Bring in new business.
Bring in new business. Nice work. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. So how do you remind yourself of something you need to do? You said,
put it in your phone.
Just easy, it's right there, it's always on you. Survey says, 6. A note was the top answer. So you write a note, we need 111 now. What's the best way to get a pay rise? You said, bring in some new business. If you're smart, that's a good idea. Does the survey agree? 7. The top answer was, ask.
That's a good idea.
Name something that's too hot to handle. You said a tray is? Specific tray?
Just an oven tray.
I see where you're going. Survey says 9. Fire.
was the top answer.
Oh, thanks.
95 we need now for $10,000. Name something that can easily get ripped. You said jeans. Survey says 12. Paper was the top answer. What is something people like to predict? You said footy scores. Survey says three. A tough round. Weather was the top answer to that last question. So not $10,000, but you do get $10 for every fast money point, and I'll be back again tomorrow to try again at the $10,000. Thanks for watching. I'm Grant Denyer. Good night, Australia.